This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Kendra DiColo, author of I Am Not Trying to Hide My Hungers from the World, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Tej Silverman, and I'm reading Armageddon. Every time I see you, I ask if Bruce Willis is dead. And every time you answer me first yes, then no. An asteroid was going to hit Earth last week, and the only dream my 8-year-old has ever shared, a last-ditch stab perhaps at not falling asleep the next night while he lay with my hand on his hip, which, since kindergarten, has been the only form of touch he will permit. Was everyone scared? I asked, and the question was not rhetorical. He'd been standing with the other fourth graders on the astroturfed playground of their school rooftop, and because an asteroid was coming, his friend Ethan jumped over the edge, but broke only his arm. That's it. That's all he broke, his arm, which seems, in my son's telling, the dream's central event, and not that his father, who's my husband, gave my son, who is his son, a magic potion to seal their eyes shut as they drove to Sky Zone Trampoline Park while the asteroid kept falling to Earth. So much, he said, when I asked if they had fun. I don't know when I started failing. If there's a when, if it's I, as the sly syntax of catastrophe seems to collapse all identifying pronouns into a mirror-flecked heap in which you move from the narrating self to dear friend down the street through an infinity of strangers between, such as the teen clerk at Rite Aid who yells, "Dead?" when I share the news of Bruce Willis's sudden or expected demise that a magazine cover by the register does imply. "So I'm not in the dream?" I asked my son, pretending to laugh, and my son nodded, and the children fishing for gold stars on a quilt my mother embroidered when I was younger than my son nodded on a lake of jean pockets. "Oh, Bruce Willis himself is not dead, you say, in my backyard. He just has aphasia," which is when I remember we had this same conversation last week in your backyard, before the asteroid did or didn't hit Earth in a dream where my son and husband had so much fun at Sky Zone with their eyes closed. "Wait," my son said, his hip light in my palm. "Actually, you were on the asteroid." "I was on the asteroid?" "You were on the asteroid." "I bet the magic potion has glitter in it. I bet the magic potion disappears the instant you pour it in your palm. I bet it tastes like orange juice in the form of air and blammo before you touch it to your tongue, your eyes never open again. A miracle. Can you believe it? Just his arm. Though the school's only 2 stories high above a parking lot where afternoon pickup has been scheduled in 15-minute slots, but please keep your mask on and we'll bring your child to your car from the locked back door. You, meaning I, and we, meaning safety, is the trampoline floor of a windowless room in a strip mall. Maybe you're Bruce Willis in Armageddon, you say, and you're on the asteroid to dismantle it. But I don't know, Armageddon is a film. So when I ask if Bruce Willis died and you say, "Yes, but he died saving Earth," I say, "What?" While thinking it is impossible to know what exactly is alarming. Yes, everyone's scared. An asteroid has no atmosphere. It is made of rock and metal. It is very valuable. It is 100% certain that we will be hit by a devastating asteroid, but it is not 100% certain when. Aphasia, like heat, splitting pavement in winter. Aphasia, the forced open blooms in our yards in this language of mirrors at the end of the world, in this life I love with you on an astroturfed rooftop so high up and survivable. So I was hanging out with the poet Robert Whitehead in my backyard talking about Bruce Willis and about my son's dream from the night before. Robert and I live down the block from each other, and there is, in fact, a Rite Aid between us. And a week earlier, we had been hanging out in his backyard and also talking about Bruce Willis. The fact that I didn't remember having asked this same question about him then filled me with a sense of absurdity, which is when I started wanting to write a poem, because the absurdity was mine. It was interior, but I also see it all around me in the world as our capacity to process catastrophe falters.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.